You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation, welcome back to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. The most exciting part of 2020 for us, even though we're in this pandemic together, has been able to release a care collaboration series, which is the physician and pharmacist speaking together about issues that are impacting population health, better patient health, community pharmacist focused, long-term care specialty, even compounding in health systems. So we're excited today to welcome back a podcast guest that's been here before, is no stranger to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation, Dr. Gada Obukwik. Welcome back to the Pharmacy Podcast.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
So last time, Gada, we were talking about adherence packaging, adherence technology, how it's helped your community pharmacy to forge ahead and manage larger volumes of prescription management and medication management for your patients with CureMed. And what's exciting about today is we get to bring in a physician who is very focused, laser focused on medication adherence, especially during a COVID-19 pandemic. I'd like to welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast, Dr. Tom Sullivan.
Thank you. It's an honor to be part of this, and I'm looking forward to the discussion. But yes, I've got 45 years of patient care under my belt, and I loved working with our pharmacists.
That's great to hear. And what's important about today, with so much data coming at us, artificial intelligence, new drug development, even though those things sound great and sexy and forward thinking, it still comes down to the relationship between physician and patient, patient and pharmacist, and how that triangle of interaction is so important, especially when we're talking about adherence. I want to be a fly on the wall because it's you that are the superstars, to have Gada back and to have you here with us, Dr. Sullivan. I want the two of you to speak to each other about the challenges in the marketplace right now, in our communities right now with the pandemic and with COVID-19. And just understanding that as a team together, we can drive down that $200 billion, $300 billion problem per year that's throwing people back into the hospital by not being adherent, and how pharmacists and physicians can work together to really close that gap. But I'm going to turn things over to the both of you. Really want to kind of pull out the study that you've done, Dr. Sullivan, with COVID-19 and medication adherence and how that's changed the game.
So one of the, I guess it's not completely unexpected, but one of the things that we've seen in the network and the company I work for, Dr. First, we're able to track prescriptions and see what the trends are. And it's very clear that there's a huge increase in anti-anxiety medications. Now, I guess we can all speculate. Everybody's stressed at potentially losing jobs or actually losing jobs. So I can see what's happening there. But it's so important that they not stop their medication. You know, medication adherence, we have tools to detect that and share them with the pharmacist and notify the patients, because when they stop their medications, especially if they have chronic illnesses, you know, we've seen in the COVID era that the people who have the worst outcomes are the ones who've got these chronic underlying conditions. So it's so important that we use our tools and our staff to inform the patients and find out why they may have stopped their medications, you know, often because of cost, but maybe some other reasons too. But I'll stop there for a second and let Gada respond.
Yeah, it's my honor, Dr. Tom, to talk to you today about those different approaches and philosophy that we have at human pharmacy. In COVID, especially now in the epidemic, health and well-being of our patients is our first priority. Working collaboratively with doctors and our colleagues is another thing. And being proactive and creative problem solving in all what you mentioned. We have two different philosophy regarding the adherence with the chronic medications. Number one is the synchronization program that places our patients on a scheduled cycle for receiving their meds on the same day every month. Our pharmacists call our patients a week in advance to check in on them. We get their feedback on any side effects they may be experiencing, any complaints they have, or if they have extra medications that mean non-adherent. Then we use this information to create a care plan of action to accommodate their needs and best addresses their health. And this is usually and all the time with our doctors. We have an amazing doctors in our area like you that they collaborate all the time with us for the patient needs and health. This is number one, is the synchronization program. Another philosophy which we use the technology in CureMed Pharmacy, which is the rapid pack machine. Which is called actually the compliance packaging. The compliance packaging also, it differs in that it's a box synthesized specifically for each patient who uses it. This box is scattered to each individual and it contains a pouch of medication for every time that a patient must take meds during the day. Each pouch is transcribed with the type of meds that are to be taken as well as the date, the time they are to be taken. The compliance packaging offered to our patients without a charge to anyone who has more than two chronic medications. We have a great team that they are working above and beyond to make sure that our patients has this compliance packaging. It's the best way to elevate adherence. It's very convenient to patients because pouches can be easily separated from the box and carried in a purse if the person is on the go. And our clinical pharmacist reviews each patient profile before creating this compliance package. And here come the innovation and the problem solving. They may suggest addition of vitamin that could benefit the patient when it comes to the side effect. And of course, this go back to the collaboration with the doctors, metformin and vitamin B as an example. And the other important things that the as-needed medication, the allergy, the pain relief medications, all of those, we separated them out of the box in vials. So in this way, we help the patient to understand that these medications are only to be taken when needed, and it emphasizes how the meds in the box are a must for a patient. So compliance package has effectively enabled us to solve the adherence problems, which you just mentioned right now, and to decrease the hospitalization, at the end, increase the overall health management. So that are the two philosophy that we are using for the compliance in COVID epidemic time right now.
So that sounds really interesting. Now, let me be sure I understand this. The compliance packaging has a way to communicate to the patient to remind them when to take the medicine. And also, if they don't, does that compliance packaging use technology to notify the pharmacist or the physician that the medicine has not been taken? Did I hear that correctly?
The compliance package, it's a simple way for the patient to make sure that they don't have the brown bag, many vials, that they will take different kinds of meds. They are focused to take the important maintenance medication. The alert and the follow-up from the pharmacist with the patients monthly basis, and through we're going to talk about I'm going to mention the RX local app. We have a different apps in their phones that they use a kind of the alert for the alert and to make sure that the patient is taking their meds, we have, I believe, many different things, but the call from our clinical pharmacist every month, even if the patients are taking a 3 month supply, 90 day supply, a clinical pharmacist has to call our patients monthly on monthly basis to check on them. Nowadays, they're gonna check on their health, on their mental health, on their happiness, and at the same time, they're going to through few questions about, you know, if they have any side effect of the medication, if they are taking all the meds. So that's one. And the other one, it's the app that they use on the phone. It's gradually becoming now one of the more prominent ways that we reach our patients. So those are the other two things that are combined with the compliance package and the synchronization. It's actually many different steps that at the end lead to the great result.
Well, that's really interesting. That sounds like a neat innovative tool. I can say, I guess this is one of those situations where you probably know that expression, there's an app for that. Well, we have apps and it allows for asynchronous text messaging, and even you can escalate to video. So the patient and the pharmacist and the physician can all be part of the team, as well as the other people that support them. And it's all done through an app on a regular phone, through a smartphone. And again, you can do a video call also. So it sounds like we're very much in sync in terms of you know, the way we're developing new tools to help take care of the patient.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. Wow, that's great. Our app, it's actually through our pharmacy system, which we use the Pioneer. And Pioneer has an interface with RxSafe and the Rapid Pack, the compliance package. So the app we have, it has the messaging with the patients and the pharmacy. And what you mentioned now is amazing. We're going to mention that to our pharmacy system to add this kind of great video that you mentioned. It has also the refills for the prescriptions for the sync. If the patient need any refill, they will just ask us through the app. And to remind, the best thing in this app that it has a reminder for them to take their medication. It has a specific tool. They are so creative, this company, that they has this kind of alert in the app to remind them to take specific medication and also to view their health information. And that's, they added this recently. It was 2 months ago, I believe, with COVID. To view their health information. So it has about the allergies, about any kind of mental health that they would like to discuss with the pharmacist. So, but what you mentioned about the video is amazing.
Dr. Sullivan, I have a question. Sure. Through all the research that Dr. First has done in the technology that you've come up with in assisting medication adherence, how does it start? How does the medication non-adherence become a domino effect that then impacts more than one issue that the patient may, especially in comorbidity, where we have co-occurring conditions. Tell us about how you think this begins.
Well, we started this medication adherence probably 8 or 9 years ago. And what it starts out simply that when the physician was pulling up within their e-prescribing system, pulling up that particular patient, they could see whether or not the patient was taking the medication as prescribed over the last several months. And so that would alert the physician or the physician staff to contact the patient. And, you know, typically in those days, it was just by a regular telephone call. Now what we have is a system where you can, as I said, you know, with telemedicine has taken off in this COVID area. Right. So a lot of people don't want to come to the doctor's office because they think the waiting room will be full of sick people. So now with these new tools with telemedicine, you have right at your fingertips the ability to see not only that the patient has not been taking their medication and for how long, but you can actually talk to them or text them. You can go back and forth whether you want face-to-face, visual, if the patient has a phone that can work with that kind of telemedicine, or you can just talk to them voice. So it's really critical, and it starts from that simple, you know, phone call when you were alerted that the patient wasn't taking their medication. Now, it's much more effective if this system can be integrated into the patient's hospitalization history and see whether or not they've had any visits to the emergency room and analyze that. So that's just the start of it. I told you I was a medical director for Blue Cross, a senior medical director. And so they had a lot of the insurance payments to hospitals and emergency rooms, as well as to physicians and pharmacists. So they had the financial information that would tell you whether or not, you know, this person is expending medical resources much higher than average. So all of that is integrated nowadays. It's not perfect yet, but we're moving quickly in that direction because of COVID. So once you have that information, you can say, you know, I hate to use the term, this patient might be a frequent flyer. So in other words, they're going to the emergency room often, in part because they don't always take their medication as proposed. And so that's the tip, that you have to intervene. Talk to the pharmacist, talk to the patient, find out why they're not taking their medication. Or maybe they've taken the wrong medication and the pharmacist can help out there. I don't know if that exactly answers your question, but it's so much more critical now because we're not seeing people face to face, at least the way we used to. So the fact that we have these tools that incorporate telemedicine as well as the data that shows the non-compliance or non-adherence, you know, and in fact, the tools that we've created actually have been sold to a number of pharmacies because the pharmacists have found that this is a very nice way to communicate with one another. When they may be multiple pharmacy sites in a network, so right. they can talk back and forth, and it's all HIPAA compliant too.
Yes, and so telemedicine has exploded, telehealth, because of the pandemic, and we've had state organizations and CMS and other components to ensure that providers are being paid correctly for those consults through telehealth. That I think that's accelerated this post COVID-19 situation. We will see a brand new leverage and use of telehealth services. So this is a perfect time to have organizations like Dr. First supporting the collaboration between pharmacist, physician, and patient. Gata, what do you think can be leveraged? How do you think telehealth can best be leveraged? Because sometimes it doesn't fit the initial meeting with a patient. Sometimes you have to be physically in front of a patient. However, ongoing counseling, ongoing coaching, and checkups is a great way to use telehealth. So has CureMed adopted any facet of that, Gata, and what have you learned?
Things has been changing rapidly. So it's a challenge, and you find people that they prefer face-to-face. There are other patients, they are so glad and happy with the telehealth medicine nowadays. So it's a challenge, and with the things changing through the pandemic, I see that this is going to be a great tool in the future for the patients who are in need of this kind of service. We use a Skype with the HIPAA regulation. We are a specialty pharmacy. We have accreditation with the URAC, so we should counsel our patients on a regular basis with their specialty medications. So we are not able to reach out patients, especially the one who are not in the same state. And we should have this consultation either through the Skype face-to-face or face-to-face. So telemedicine is the same thing. And I see that through the Skype, this kind of conversation that we have with our patients, it's ends up with the same results that we really need to reach out patient about their importance, how they have to take their medication, the side effect. It's a challenge, and we are working all together with our doctors, with the technology, with the pharmacy system, to make this the best experience for our patients, because at the end, the patient health is our priority.
So medication therapy management has always been that plug-in goal, that if we can get patients, especially comorbid, where you have that multiple things taking place, get them plugged into MTM, that we can assure that adherence is there, as well as catching other things that could peak up. Dr. Sullivan, doctor first in the world of medication therapy management, has there been a module or has there been something specific to the platform that has looked to pharmacist communications to flag the physician to ensure that if something's taking place ongoing, especially with those day-to-day chronic medications, that someone can be flagged and therefore pull in the attention of a physician to make some adjustments?
Well, currently we don't have something that flags the physician immediately or in real time, because sometimes it takes a while for the way we get our feed and we can tell that a person has not taken their medication. It usually takes a couple of weeks to go from the fact, the person, let's say, has a scheduled date to pick up their medicine from the pharmacy. And by the way, I like the fact that I think Gada said that it's the same day each month or whatever it was. So that way you know that if they miss even by a couple of days, as opposed to waiting a few weeks to alert either the pharmacist or the doctor that something's wrong, they're not picking up a refill. I like that system. But right now, the way it works with our system, the physician or the physician staff has to pull up the patient's record to see whether or not they've actually picked up their medication on time. And that's the only way currently. Now, I know we're working with some innovative and research organizations to make this alert a lot more close to real time by doing more home monitoring and things like, this compliance package that Gada talked about. If there's a way to communicate that the patient, let's say they're taking a medicine three times a day as opposed to once a day or once every couple of days, you want to know fairly quickly that the person has not taken that medicine. And so we're working with some home monitoring. It's just in the early stages with a big organization to incorporate this so that the physician or potentially the pharmacist gets notified pretty quickly if the patient doesn't pick up the medicine. I'm not sure if that answers your question, but
yes.
The other thing too I want to mention is we have the ability with this, we call this product Backline, BL. I don't want to be too, try to make a funny joke, but when we incorporated the telehealth to it, we called it BLT, and some people didn't understand the abbreviation BLT goes for something
right.
else.
Does it make you hungry?
Yeah, exactly. I probably shouldn't say that, but anyway, that's the truth. So the patient can look at the medication list that was sent to them by the doctor or they've got it through the pharmacist, and they can see it through the pharmacist, and they can check right online with what the pill bottles or whatever they have in front of them, and they can make the corrections instantaneously and send it back to either the pharmacist or the doctor, say, you know, I'm actually taking this rather than that, or I stopped this medicine a while ago, blah, blah, blah. So the feedback and keeping in touch with the patient, especially those, as we said, with chronic conditions, is so important. And now we have the tools, and we've developed those in our, we were one of the first e-prescribing systems to really advance this stuff. We've been around for 20 years, so it's not like we're new on this. So it's an exciting time.
That's great to hear. I appreciate the fact that we're being human here. This is, nothing is perfect. We know that dealing with the public, dealing with patients, I don't have to tell Gada and your team of how many times the patient has been frustrated. They take their frustration out on the technicians, on the pharmacists. They're nervous. Their family members sick. There's stress. The pandemic has elevated that stress. There's elements of this, all of this kind of coming together with everyone frustrated about social distancing and the whole fact that we're not functioning like we were 3 months ago. Leveraging technologies, leveraging doctor first that's well trained with the physician to communicate patient to inter communications with other physicians, and then obviously your pharmacist, leveraging the multi-dose packaging and the systems from RxSafe, being able to collaborate together, even those collaborators, even those providers, the stress level when you know you have a pharmacist who is easy to work with and open and warm and respectful and being able to kind of balance each other's tempos and cadence of how many patients you have to see day in and day out, especially with this COVID-19 situation. I want to thank the both of you for sharing together and coming together and really talking to the public. This podcast is picked up by patients too, not just we, even though we focus to pharmacists and we have physicians listening and we have nurses listening, the frontline people that we love and we respect, but we have patients listening. So it's very nice to hear a pharmacist and physician, number one, take the time during a craziness that you're facing, Dr. Sullivan, and we know you're facing in your community with CureMed in the New Jersey area, Agata. So I just want to thank you both.
Well, I thank you for the opportunity to talk about this. You know, there's one other thing I have to say that I didn't. We have something called the real-time benefit check. So because one of the reasons people don't pick up their medicines because of the cost, now we were able to initiate this a couple of years ago. The doctor, when they're getting ready to write a prescription for a patient, can tell exactly the patient what the copay is. So it eliminates that situation where they go to the pharmacist and the pharmacist says, okay, your copay will be about $300 or $50 or whatever it is. So that is a fantastic tool that we created, and now the federal government is trying to reproduce this. They've asked us to come and help them so that the patients can do this and the pharmacist also say exactly before you write the prescription, you can see what the copay is going to be right down to the penny. Anyway, that's an aside, but I'm just telling you, it's one of the things I forgot to mention, and I think that it will help the pharmacist and the patient also.
Absolutely.
Well, that's phenomenal. That's really phenomenal. Actually, we solved this problem through the collaboration with the doctors to switch medication to something of therapeutic equivalence when we have a high copayment. And another option that we join forces with manufacturers and work toward getting coupons to cover highly expensive medication. The third thing that our billing department, they do, that they split medication which has combination to lower the expenses, same as valsartan and hydrochlorothiazide. They give, you know, each one by itself. And the fourth option that we use for our to serve underserved population, the monthly payment installment program, that the patient will pay a certain amount of their payment each month. But what you mentioned right now is phenomenal. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's going to take off. It's growing like wildfire.
Wow.
Well, I want to thank you both for being on the CARE Collaboration Series, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network, and our commitment to bringing physicians and pharmacists together and speaking to each other openly about being partners, the tightest of partners that are driving care to the public and able to speak openly about the stresses of what's happening right now in our community pharmacies and putting extra stress on the physician's shoulders to get to see more patients that are in need and leveraging technologies. That's so important. I want to thank Dr. First, the company that's really pushing and advancing the leverage of technology to support patient, pharmacist, and physician communications. I want to thank RxSafe for being a supporter of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. And Gada, thank you so much for coming back. We always love having you and your high spirit and positivity, especially during stressful times like this. And Dr. Tom Sullivan, I know how busy you are, and this means a lot to us. So I wanted to thank you as well.
Well, it's been an honor. Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Dr. Tom. I just would like to add something that pharmacists have a lasting impact on the wellness and happiness of patients as well as the community. An excellent pharmacy is not only one who can provide the basic services expected as filling up prescriptions, but is the one that recreates a sense of home for the people. This is especially the case with community pharmacies, as we are able to go the extra mile when it comes to the personal care and mental care. Thank you, Dr. Tom. I really appreciate that. And thank you, Todd, for this great opportunity discussing with the community the best to take care of their health and wellness.
We are wrapping up. Thank you so much for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation, and we hope to have you back very soon. We'll be publishing additional podcasts specific to COVID-19. Please check out coronavirusrx.us. That's coronavirusrx.us, where this will also be published and posted. And as always, we thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.